I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. This is the Watch What Happens Live podcast. I'm in my dressing room before the show. And, well, this is going to be fun. We've got Ramona Singer and Ryan Serhant. And the team has been taking Ramona around, introducing her to staff members. And we're going to surprise her and show. We've been taking pictures of Ramona with the staff members. And we're going to quiz her about whether she remembers any of their names, which I think is kind of mean, because if it was me, I would remember no names. I'm just telling you right now. I am terrible at names. I introduced myself to someone at the Met Ball who I've known for 5 years and been to her fancy parties. Like, I'm a disaster. So I do think this is a little unfair, but I do think it'll be really funny. So anything for humor. All right, enjoy the show. He's a real estate expert, and so is she. Just ask her. It's Watch What Happens Live with Ramona Singer and Ryan Serhant now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two business people whose businesses I like to be all up in. She says age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And it really doesn't matter because I'm sitting right next to her and it is blowing my mind. It's New York housewife Ramona Singer, everybody. And selling about $1 billion worth of real estate in 2017 was nice, but it didn't feed his soul or his need to be on TV more. So he got a new show, Helping the Hopeless with Their Sales Techniques, from Sell It Like Serhant, Tuesday nights on Bravo. It's our great pal, Ryan Serhant. Hey, Ryan. Great to see you.
Thank you.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
But I follow you on your Insta stories, and I see the thing with your sink today. I was so sad. I was like, I was looking for that sink. I wanted to give it a home and something that I was selling.
And Ramona, I love your new hair.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why? Oh, my God, are you shilling a product right now?
Oh God, no, smell it.
It smells great.
Ageless by
Ramona. Oh, my God. Oh, ageless by Ramona.
So you can look even younger than you are.
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't love a hand lotion, by the way.
No, it's for your face.
No, but, oh, well, I have makeup on.
No, but I wanted you to put it on your hands so you could feel how soft it is.
Okay, no. Oh, my God, my hands are 20 years younger.
Ew.
No, but you look gorgeous. By the way, you look gorgeous.
Well, that's what I've been using for 6 months.
I understand. Over at our bar, it is the author of If You're In My Office, It's Already Too Late, A Divorce. Divorce Lawyer's Guide to Staying Together, which sadly came out too late to help any of the New York housewives. Hi, James Sexton. Great to see you. And I hear great things.
things about your book. Thank you. Congratulations. And you're a big Bravo fan, which I like. Let's get started. Wow, Ramona, you brought your friend Missy with you.
Yes.
Very exciting to see you. She's right here with Amelia. And Missy, were you playing tennis with Ramona in season
That's
one or two?
Missy.
That's a different
That's
Missy.
A married Missy. She's a single Missy.
All right. We know she's single. Anyway, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Always love it when you appear. Ramona, the viewers had some issues with your hair in tonight's episode. Care to explain?
With my what?
Like, with your hair?
Oh, because the night before, my makeup person and hair person, I didn't have time to do my hair, okay?
Okay,
sorry.
All right.
You can't always look perfect.
Tonight, Carol and Tinsley grabbed a bite to eat, and Carol acted like she had never ordered eggs or breakfast before. Take a look.
I want three eggs any style.
Yeah, which style would you like?
I'm not sure of the style. What are my options?
Scrambled, sunny side up.
What about hard boiled?
Hard boiled, sure.
But three hard boiled
yeah,
is a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two hard boiled.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. One hard boiled, mm-hmm. and then the other two in my order, can those be scrambled? And can you mix the scramble part? Don't make it touch the hard boiled egg. Love this place.
Okay, by the way, Sonia is trying to rent out her townhouse. I want Ryan's opinion on this, but before we get to it, she spent a fair amount of time flirting with the guy who was there to photograph the townhouse. Take a look.
Oh, so much garbage in there.
Oh, great. Every minute that I'm here, it's just adding to my anxiety. It's just like, look at me today. I mean, I want it over.
Thank you. You look cute, too.
Where's your camera?
Over there.
Is that over here?
Yeah,
yeah. You're just excited to see me.
Who are you dating?
I'm married.
Oh, yes. God. Yes. Ruined my whole mojo.
You want this cup? It's my girlfriend, Ramona's.
Give it to your wife. She'll love it.
Me and my husband.
Ooh. You're married to a woman or a man?
A man.
We could party together.
Yes.
I could even make out with your husband, so this is great.
You sure you're not bisexual?
No.
If I buy you something, will you get sexual?
Ramona, she gave your mug away.
Only Sonia, right? Only
Ryan, Sonia. Take a look at these pictures of Sonia's place. It's a 5-story, 5-bedroom, 5.5 bathroom, 4,500 square feet home with an elevator. She is hoping to rent it out for $32,000 a month. We want to ask the audience, go to WWHL.TV. Do you think Sonia will get $32,000 a month for her townhouse? Ryan, is that a good price?
Yeah, I was going to say 30.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the ballpark.
But it needs to be updated. That's why she hasn't rented it. It doesn't show well.
Sure. Or she would have sold it before, and then she's been trying to sell it for
right. The viewers at home do not think this is going to happen. Bethany bought an investment property in the Hamptons, and Ramona, self-appointed real estate expert, seems to think it's a bad buy. Here's a reminder.
Got a new house.
It's on Montauk Highway.
Okay.
Opposite, technically, south of the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's on Ocean Road.
No, it's on Montauk Highway.
In Southampton or any of the Hamptons, south of the highway is preferred.
I would never buy it on the highway.
Excellent.
That's me. Sorry.
Being on the highway is not south of the highway. It's just not.
Okay, Ryan,
Thank
I want to know what you think
true.
About Bethany's new house. It's a 4,200 square foot home built in 1910, 7 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms on 0.6 acres of land. Good, right near town in Bridgehampton.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And it looks like a great project. And she's good at flipping houses, so.
All right, before we get to your questions for Ramona and Ryan, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Bennifer, Tomcat, Brangelina. Those are just a few of the famous couples for whom the flame has gone out. But perhaps the saddest for me has been the recent cooling of my favorite couple, Ramona. Here's what. Let's take a look back at a love I thought would never die, maybe on life support at the moment. Watch.
You're my life forever. You're that tie that forever comes to me, okay? You're forever in my life, baby.
When you're around me, you're sunshine. I love you like a sister.
I know, whatever we do, we're gonna look like idiots.
No, not us.
We got our own moves.
Someone just gave me cyanide.
Cyanide? Isn't that killing
you? I want my Ramona. I want Ramona back. I mean, we always have so much fun.
We always have a
Ramona!
So she texted me. You're a bitch, Ramona. Friendship means nothing to you.
This is the kiss of death. Hasta la vista.
I mean, I don't even know who Sonia is anymore. I mean, she surely isn't my friend.
Oh, I mean, I'm really, you got very emotional.
No, I could cry almost because I was so close to Sonia, and I don't know if it will happen again or not, but just she's become, and I'm not saying, we all change.
Right.
But I just feel like, I mean, what can I tell you?
I hope you come back. Second, tonight, Dorinda started out so excited to get on the plane with Bethany and fly down to help the people of Puerto Rico. It was a little Madonna, but here's what. It seems like Bethany thinks Dorinda is also in need of some help. Take a look. This was a lot.
I'm saying Haiti's in a bad place still.
You can say, let's just give up and let everybody die. I mean, it's like,
I never said that, Bethany. I never said that.
No, I didn't. So maybe you shouldn't come tomorrow if you feel so hopeless about it.
You always ruin everything.
You're drunk.
I use alcohol as an excuse to sometimes exhibit bad behavior. But, you know, I have a life now that's not the life that I expected. I was doing so well for 5 years, and I've gone a little backwards. Maybe the person that met John needs a different sort of partner.
Here, I'll give you a hug now.
Thank you.
What was your reaction to that?
You know, I've known Dorinda a long time. And, you know, first of all, I've seen Bethany, like, really drunk many times also. And she wasn't even that. She was, like, a little inebriated. But she had been drinking all day. And normally she would have taken a nap. But I think she felt pressured to, because she was there as Bethany's guest, to show up. But she should have just gone to bed.
Inebriated?
See, I can never pronounce words right. She had a little too much to drink.
Finally, oh, by the way, I want to say what Brandy Glanville tweeted about your show, Ryan. She goes, every time I watch Sell It Like Sirhan's, I cry. And I never even liked the guy before. So it's a compliment.
You.
Yes. Ryan, did you and Amelia ever buy the house in Greece?
No.
You didn't.
No.
Ramona, the Jewel Shea, wants to know why you keep inviting Missy to social events when you know it bothers Luann.
You know what? I adore her. She's my great friend. We see each other once a week. We talk to each other every other day. So I'm not going to let Luann affect my friendships or my relationships.
Word.
Ryan.
It was just giving the affirmative. Like,
Abnormal Cheryl wants to know if you've talked to Luis lately.
A little bit through the text and Instagram, and he's living the life.
Yeah, he really is.
I know.
Where does Luis get his money?
I don't know.
All right. Let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. I wonder that sometimes because he travels like a baller. What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, Andy Cohen, you sure looking fine tonight. Love the pink tie. Special to this eye. But when are we going to get to play what Andy Butt's game? When we get to see Andy Butt's game? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
The butt game. When can we see your butt?
I'll show you my butt, Elizabeth. I have a tiny hiney.
I've got... Oh, and that's the way I like him, Daddy. My question is for Ramona. And first, let me just say, Ramona, you do look fabulous. I mean, you're just knocking it out the ballpark. I give you that.
Okay.
But I do want to know, the 10 years of being on the show, and you've done some, you know, we all do nasty, dirty things, mean, cruel, unkind, and say stupid stuff. What is your most cringeworthy, regretful, wish you hadn't done it, and who was that person?
Biggest regret in 10 years.
You know what? I'm in a different place in my life, and I have no regrets. I mean, I am who I am, and the show has been great for me. No one's perfect. Perfect is boring. I have no regrets.
You have no regrets in 10 seasons?
No, I don't.
Not a one.
Not one.
Throwing the glass at Kristen.
It wasn't. It was plastic.
I know, we covered it.
I mean, come on, Andy.
I know. I don't know. You're trying to instigate. You're
being an instigator.
I have to think that you have one regret. Jonathan from Minneapolis. Hey, Jonathan, what's your question?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. First off, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and brothers and the sisters that are mothers out there. Hello,
nice.
And happy Mother's Day.
Nice.
My question is for Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan, Bethany has a show with Frederick on Bravo. Do you think you could do a better job working with Bethany than what Frederick does with her today?
Oh, that's a good question.
No one can work with Bethany.
I don't know. I think Frederick and Bethany are a good match together. You know, they both come from very, very similar levels of intensity and uniqueness that way. You know, they're good for each other.
On next week's Housewives of New York, Bethany and Sonia are having words with Tinsley when Carol jumps in and tries to use Bethany's own catchphrase against her. Here's a sneak peek.
You came to New York and it appeared that you were like at the bottom. Like it seemed like
emotionally.
But I'm really talking to her.
I wanted to be her buddy. I was down for that.
Please stop screaming.
We all screamed before.
What the f-? I was sorry. Honey, I was obsessed.
You're a screamer.
Carol, you always defend the person sitting next to you. But you have a pattern of whether it's me or Heather or Tinsley, you don't say your own thing. You just chime into the, what the other person's saying.
I say my own thing. I'm ride or die, honey, and you know that because I'm a good friend.
There's a lot of anger. It's really sad.
Why are you on me? Like, get off my job.
Ryan, Ken from Haverstraw, New York said, what advice do you have for someone during a job interview being asked to sell something on the spot?
Don't focus on the product. A lot of people focus on the product and they freak out. Focus on the relationship you have with the person in front of you and take the effort away from that product and then bring the product into the conversation. It'll make the person in front of you like the product and they'll like you and then you'll sell it, you'll get the job, it'll be great and you'll pay me a referral.
And you romance.
You're so good. It's game time, everybody. Ramona Singer has a brilliant mind. She just doesn't always remember things like how to say certain words or the names of people that she doesn't necessarily care about. That's why we thought it would be fun to play. Does Ramona remember? Earlier tonight, we followed Ramona around with a camera, capturing her meeting members of the Watch What Happens Live staff for the first time, even though she's been coming here for almost 9 years. But whatever. Ryan, we'll show a picture. You have to predict whether or not Ramona will remember that person's name. I would flunk this game. I just want you to know.
No, because I would.
I understand. Ryan, will she remember this person's name?
You set me up, Anthony.
No.
Do you remember that person's name?
No.
It is Paul. It's our graphics producer. Do you remember, will she remember this person's name?
Desiree?
No.
Is it Desiree? No, it is not. Okay, will she remember this person's name, Ryan?
No.
At least I have my ageless container there, so that's good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Want to guess this person's name?
I don't remember.
It's Sean Paul.
I just met them for 1 second.
I know you did. I wouldn't know any of these.
I'm getting ready
for
you.
Will she know the name of Deirdre's dog? This was repeated like 20 times in front of me.
Yes, she'll know the dog's
name.
No. Oh, it's come
Linda.
On. I'm trying to help you
it's
out
Linda.
A little bit.
Okay, what about this Cardinals fan with a beard?
No.
No.
No, it's Phil.
I met them for the first time for 1 second.
I know. I know. I would flunk this game. I just want you to know.
No, I said to him, am I supposed to make... If he told me I was supposed to remember their names, then I would have made a conscious effort. He said, no, it's a different kind of game. And I should have known he's screwing with me.
Right. Do you remember the name of the person?
I know Anthony.
Yes, that's the name of the guy you played the game with. Good job, Ramona. Thanks for playing. James, you watch the New York Housewives, right?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Is there one thing that the New York Housewives, one piece of advice they could use for
future relationships.
Yeah, future relationships.
I got his book. I'm going to read over the weekend.
Oh, good.
I would say, you know, whoever discovered water, it probably wasn't a fish. So I would say when you're in something, you don't see it clearly. So take a step back and try to see things a little more clearly.
Wow.
I'm going to use that.
That's major.
Feel free to.
Beverly F. texted, Ramona, what was your reaction to finding out that Mario's mistress was caught cheating on him? Do you feel vindicated?
I don't really care.
Okay. Ryan, what is the largest commission you've ever received in your real estate career thus far? Hot Potato 01 wants to know.
In a single check or over the course of a
single check?
Probably just under $1 million.
Nice. Samantha S. texted, Ramona, have you been to Luann's cabaret show and what did you think?
I thought it was fabulous. I like the way she doesn't take herself too seriously. She makes fun of herself. She had a great cast of characters, entertainers. It was really fun.
Ramona, do you have aspirations to sing?
I have a
voice. I can't sing.
You do.
I wish I could lip sync and dance. I like to dance and move, but right. No one likes the way I dance anyway.
I love like the way you dance. It's called the Turtle Time. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good.
It's the best.
Why can't you use auto-tune like Luann?
It's time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to Cynthia Nixon for saying this on the campaign trail today. That's a good tagline. Tonight's Jackal goes to Town & Country magazine, who disinvited Monica Lewinsky to their philanthropic event today after Bill Clinton confirmed that he would be there. Even Ramona would invite Tom, Luann, and Missy to her party.
And right? Harry Dubin.
And Harry Dubin, absolutely. I love it.
I don't exclude.
Ryan, congratulations on your show. It's great, and everybody loves it. It's really great. It's going to Tuesdays, so we're all going to check it out. Some more. Not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah. A lot more emotional than I anticipated.
For real.
Yeah.
Ramona, always great to see you. You look timeless and ageless. Like your skin. Thanks, James. We're back in the clubhouse. Ramona, Ryan, and James. James's book is called, If You're in My Office, It's Already Too Late, A Divorce Lawyer's Guide to Staying Together. I love it. Who better to figure out how to keep a couple together than a divorce lawyer?
They're like actually therapists because they have to listen to all the problems. So they really know what the patterns are.
People lie to their therapist. They usually don't lie to their lawyer.
Yeah, right.
They have no incentive to lie to me.
And are you a divorce lawyer in New York City?
Yep, Manhattan.
Wow, so you really hear it all. Ramona is very upset because it is too cold in here. She is very particular about the temperature in rooms. And I usually get a text the night before a reunion show reminding me, what temperature do
65.
You like? 65.
Carol, because she has no body fat.
And then she always recommends that I tell Carol to bring a sweater because Carol has no body fat. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Emily from Detroit.
Hey, Emily from the D. What's your question?
My question is for Ramona.
Okay.
Was that marathon party really for Carol? Or was that just an excuse for you to have a cute chef at your house?
Well, actually, it was for Carol, but I don't know if what happened was Carol said, I don't want all the attention on me. I said, I want to have a party for you. She said, well, don't make it all about me. I said, okay, so I really respected what she said, so I didn't make it all about her.
And then she was bitching about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so, you can't win with these girls. I'm telling you, you just can't win.
Right. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Diana calling from Green, Ohio.
Hey, Diana, what's your question?
My question is for Ramona.
Okay.
So tonight's episode, Bethany mentions that Dorinda is worse than Ramona, and I just really would like to know what her thoughts are on that.
Ugh. Yeah, she's even worse than Ramona.
You know, Bethany's just, Bethany's Bethany. She's just not a nice person. She always has something negative to say about everybody, so what can I tell you? That's just Bethany.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hi, my name is Alexis. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is, first of all, I want to say, Andy, you're awesome. You looked gorgeous at the Met Gala. You win SJP. I was so jealous.
Thank you.
And Ramona, you look great, too. And, of course, Ryan. Hi, Ryan. I remember last time you were on, I called as well, because I'm one of your biggest fans. My question is, which neighborhood is the most overpriced in New York right now, do you think?
What neighborhood is the most overpriced in New York?
What neighborhood is the most overpriced? Probably Tribeca.
Yeah.
Tribeca? Is Tribeca really...
Hot.
Yeah, Tribeca is a phase neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood, don't get me wrong. But Tribeca is one of those neighborhoods where when everybody wants it, the price skyrockets it. And then when people kind of start looking everywhere else, Tribeca tanks.
How's West Village? Still super hot?
It's great, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
You're golden, baby. You're golden.
West Village will always be good. Don't you worry.
It will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, until next time, maybe.
Right, Tribeca's like the trend. It's like the trend.
Tribeca's trendy. I call it the mullet of New York City. In a good way, because it's all like business in the front in the mornings, but at night it's all party in the back.
Okay, good. It's the mullet of New York City. I love that.
I like that.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? The mullet of New York.
Hi, this is Corey from Chicago, and I wanted to say sorry for always sliding your DMs when I'm drunk, but also for Ramona, since you know Bethany and Carol, what do you think is the root of the demise of their friendship?
Oh, that's a good question. What do you think?
You know, I'll tell you something that's very interesting. I said to Carol, don't you find it, you know, I said, I find it difficult to be friends with Bethany because she's always waiting for you to do something wrong and then she just won't forgive you. And I said, so how do you find it being friends with Bethany? You know what she said? Well, I watched what happened with your relationship, so I made sure I did nothing wrong with Bethany. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of pressure. And I just think, you know, Bethany, we all have problems from our past, our future, our present. She's just a very difficult person, and just Carol just couldn't handle all the work of it.
I want to thank Ramona and Ryan and James. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.